Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith. Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Ooh, rough. Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer. That was Will Smith punching Chris Rock at the Oscars last night. And, that, I think, is where we're going to start the show, because that was insane. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, and we'll get through it, you know, throughout the day. The Bucks have dropped down a few spots, but the top four in the East are all a half game within each other. It's pretty crazy. We are going to talk some Brewers today, their World Series chances. That should be good. As they're a week away from the start of a season, a week and a half away. So we're going to have baseball, as you know. The Final Four is set, and despite this being a tournament of upsets galore, it's Blue Bloods galore. It's a Final Four of Blue Bloods, and there's so much to talk about, as there has been for a while now, but Will Smith got on stage, sucker punched Chris Rock, and sat back down, and then won an award at the Oscars last night. I mean, it was insanity. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. The Oscars, I think for a lot of people, we're starting with the Oscars. For a lot of people, the Oscars have been something that we sort of, you know, the Oscars used to be 45 million people watch the Oscars. And then along the way, I don't know if you thought it got too political because, you know, three different people said something during speeches every year. Or I think more importantly for me, what kind of drove me away from the Oscars was I don't ever see these movies. You know, you want to watch movies and then you want to celebrate the movies that you saw. And now it's a lot of movies that you've never seen. The one movie that Denzel Washington was nominated for looked like basically like a high school sketch of Hamlet for him to get an A. And okay, we know Denzel Washington is one of our greatest actors. Oh, look at this. He's doing Shakespeare. Nominate him for an Oscar. You know, it's like, okay, all right. And then some of these other movies. Now, Dune, I think a lot of people like Dune, so a lot of people are at least having something to root for. But then there was Will Smith. And this does have a sports tie because he was playing Venus and Serena Williams' father, Richard Williams, in a movie. And then Chris Rock made a joke. And then Will Smith got on stage and punched Chris Rock and sat back down and then won an award. Hey, Toby, are you watching the Oscars? Is this
no?
Where I've been through it is I used to watch them I kind of stopped watching them last night. Totally. I had no plans to watch them. And then I see on Twitter what happens. And then guess what I'm doing? At 10:05, I'm watching Will Smith's speech about how he's a vessel of love. It was ridiculous.
Well, and then he's like, I'm a protector. And, you know, that part of makes it feel like, was it staged? Which there's no way it was staged. You know, and that's, I think, some of the debate this morning is, was this real or was it not? And you saw all the jokes on Twitter last night about literally everything. Of every single take you could have about that Will Smith situation was had on Twitter last night. I mean, it was nuts. And yet, no, I didn't even, I knew the Oscars was going on just by seeing different people tweet about it or whatnot. I didn't care until I saw this clip and I saw Gary tweet about it saying, yo, what is Will Smith actually mad at Chris Rock? And I didn't really care about that tweet. And then I saw the video of it and then I started caring about it and then I turned it on. I mean, if you wanted to, if they wanted to drive viewership last night, they did a good job of it with that, if it was planned, but I don't think it was planned. And just a wild reaction from Will Smith, a guy that generally people like. And I don't know if he's going to have that same respect from people now that this has happened.
Well, what it looked like a guy, I mean, so he punched Chris Rock because Chris Rock made a joke about his wife's hair, and apparently she can't grow hair, and he was protecting his family. I mean, what it looked like was this guy needs, like, Will Smith might need some, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the judge, you know, but the speech he gave, it was like, man, you almost felt voyeuristic watching this thing. Again, yes, we are starting with the Oscars. How can we not? Will Smith punched Chris Rock. So a lot of people right away were like, well, this is fake. But there's no way it's fake. If I'm Chris Rock and they say, hey, we got this funny bit, Will Smith, you're going to tell a joke about a G.I. Jane. Remember that movie from 30 years ago? You're going to tell a joke where then Will Smith is going to get on stage and punch you in the face. For real. And Chris Rock would be like, I mean, you can almost hear him saying no to that. But that is what happened last night. So then everybody thought if it was real or fake. And, you know, the Oscars did move a lot of awards off of the show so they could do more sketches. So maybe you're like, hey, you know, but then you see some of these alternate feeds from these other countries that air it uncensored. And Will Smith is swearing there. Keep my wife's name out your mouth. So Will Smith was definitely mad. But how about the punch he threw? Punch he threw. Chris Rock barely moved. So, I mean, man, what a jaw he must have. It reminded me of the time where, and we still joke about this, although I don't think my friend thinks it's that funny. One of my friends once punched me in the face and broke his hand. So I must have a jaw of steel if that's what happened last night.
I don't know that I can believe that story.
No, it was real. It was real. It was crazy. So whether it was a slap, whether it was a punch, I mean, he got on stage, he hit him, and then he sat back down. And I think, like, it's wild. I mean, I don't want to call it entertainment, but here I am sleeping almost, and then I read about this, and then I turned on the Oscars last night to watch this. So the ratings for the Oscars have been down. They're trying to do things to boost the ratings. This is not one of them. You would think of any award show to ever say, hey, let's have a guy get on stage and hit another guy. The Oscars are not going to be that show. But I do wonder if, you know, as word spread of this, if that 10 o'clock hour, more people rush to their TVs to see Will Smith accept an award, because that was the crazy thing too. He was like a shoe-in to win for Chris King Richard. Chris Richard, didn't he play NBA? He was a shoe-in to win for King Richard, a story about a protective father. Then they keep cutting to Venus and Serena. It's like, oh my God, it's like we already lived this movie. Thanks for inviting us. What is this? They're probably wondering if it's real or not. The whole thing was just insane. And next year, everybody's joking. And like, all the jokes have been made. Rock and Will Smith will present together next year. They're doing the lyrics from Fresh Prince about one little fight, my mom got scared. I mean, Will Smith then did get on stage and apologize to the Academy and his nominees. I think he could have apologized to Chris Rock, the guy who he hit. It's just so wild. And what's wild about it too is, like, don't really do this, because if one person does this, you know, I'll get in trouble. But if you were to be at work today and go up and slap somebody or punch somebody and then sit back down in your chair and then say, I'm a vessel of love, I mean, try not to get arrested. How does the Academy just let him sit back down? It kind of shows, like, I don't know, celebrities, man, they just seem to live in this different world, don't they? It's like the guy got on stage and punched a dude and then sat back down and then won an award.
Yeah, I mean, this is essentially
one of the greatest moments of his life.
This is essentially if Aaron Rodgers got up and slapped Keegan-Michael Key at the NFL honors and then walks up later and accepts the MVP trophy.
Could you imagine?
I mean, how ridiculous is it that this dude assaults a guy? I mean, if we're just being honest, gets up there and slaps a dude in the face, and then they're like, yeah, just have a seat because you're winning an award later, so just calm down, and we'll send Denzel over and some other guys to try and calm you down, but just relax, dude. You're winning an award later. Relax.
And then they give him unlimited time. I mean, normally the Oscars cut you off after a minute or something, but they give him unlimited time to talk. It was just amazing. So, now Will Smith just walks. He should be, or at least arrested, or like, I don't know about arrested, but like Chris Rock.
You got to be shown the door if you do something like that, right? I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, you know, if I were to punch you and then get on the air.
I feel like it's more likely for me to punch you.
Okay, let's do that then. Let's say we're talking, Toby punches me, and then he gets back on the microphone, and I'm like, what was that? And then Toby starts saying, I'm a vessel of love. You know, there's a lot going on in my life. I'm a vessel of love. I would be on the phone getting you, like, I would want to see you again, but I think you should at least take the day off.
Yeah, probably the rest of the week.
I mean, my goodness. So that, I think, is the big story of the day today. That was a wild situation, and it was messed up, and it wasn't cool, and it was captivating all at the same time. So that's what happened last night at the Oscars, and I'm sure it'll come up again on the show. Again, I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Another big thing this weekend. Let's get back into the sports, talk a little Final Four. All of our coverage, of course, brought to you by our friends at Discount Liquors for the best selection and everyday low prices. Check out their two locations, Oklahoma Avenue and Main and Barstow in downtown Waukesha, as the tournament now is into the Final Four. For this tournament with upsets and St. Peter's and the Miami run, it's now Villanova, Kansas, Duke, and North Carolina. Sure, they may not all be seeded number ones, but I don't know that you've ever had as blue blood of a program as this. Yeah, the Big East is different than it used to be, but Villanova is a blue blood. I mean, you want to talk about these teams that are there consistently, the top of the college basketball world. Kansas, a team that, you know, they are known for kind of, yeah, they've won, but they're also known for, they're the team that loses to a 15 seed. They're the team that loses in the first round when they're a one seed, or the second round, the third round. But they've gotten themselves back into the Final Four. But, of course, all anybody's going to talk about is Duke, North Carolina. That's the second game on Saturday. It is on TBS. You wonder if maybe CBS is like, can we get a little bit of that? But it is on TBS. These games are on Saturday. National championship is going to be on Monday. But, man, I mean, how do people not look at the Duke and UNC game as a national championship? So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Mike the Painter's on the line, and he wants to talk soccer. So I'll take a quick detour to talk a little soccer, because that's another big story. The U.S. essentially qualified for the World Cup last night. What's up, Mikey?
Good morning there, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
Just to start off, that was a slap, and it really did look fake. It really did. And I just watched it again. It really did look fake. I think they did that on purpose to pull ratings in. I bet the ratings skyrocketed. There's no chance
that was fake.
They're both actors. Both actors. It was fake.
I can't even argue with this because it's so clearly real.
All right, like you said, though, Bart, how do they condone that and bring him up there for the actor of the year? How do you do that? How do you give that guy that award after he smacked the guy in the face on stage? How do you do that? How do you condone violence like that? And still bring him up on stage.
If it was fake, they probably would have escorted him. Like, it'd be more likely that they took him off the stage if it was fake.
No, it's because it's Hollywood.
It was so real. They didn't know
what
to do.
Like you said,
they let the guy sit back down.
They needed the ratings to boost. That's sure one way to get those ratings to boost. My girlfriend yelled at me for turning it on. Really? She's like, why are you giving them that play of 10 minutes in the beginning? She really did. But let's get back to soccer. So anyways, now we have the chance to qualify. We could, you know, essentially lose by 5 goals and still make it in there.
Yeah, USA is Costa Rica now on Wednesday, right?
Yes, and that is, oh, man, I am so jacked after missing out on the World Cup last time. I am just so pumped. Those goals, Pulisic's hat trick, oh, geez, that was just such masterfully on the field. It was just awesome to watch. I was so jacked.
So the USA is essentially in. They just cannot get blown out by Costa Rica, which I want to say won't happen.
Yeah.
But 4 years ago, we didn't think they'd lose to Trinidad and Tobago, and they did.
Yeah.
So I think they're in. I'm just not going to celebrate until they're in.
Yeah, me either. But I do believe that we are in. We have the squad now. We have the players, like I was saying last time. We have a good or players that, you know, we haven't had in a long time. Usually we have one or two guys on the field, and now we have a group that is really playing some top soccer right now. So I'm pretty
happy. So you really think last night was fake?
Yes, I really do. I really do, because there's no
way. If there's enough evidence that it shows it's real, will you believe it, or are you entrenched?
I just watched the video again just while I was on hold. You could totally see Chris Rock's head go back before he got hit.
Because he sees an arm swinging towards his face.
They're actors, Bart. That was
fake.
Hey,
it's just entertainment.
Nobody watches. Nobody watches.
It's just entertainment. It's just entertainment.
We barely go to the movies anymore. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I watched 5 Marvel movies this weekend.
Yeah, at home.
They're not showing those movies in theaters anymore, Mike. I mean, I still go to movies.
Yeah, Toby still goes to movies.
Yeah, because there's one seat open for you, Toby.
Jeez.
What the hell's that mean? Jeez.
I do go by myself. I don't know if that's a loser thing to do, but I do go by myself.
I love you, Toby. I just kidding.
At least someone loves me, Mike.
Hey, it was bad. I can't go to the movies. I go and watch them at home. I wait. And if they're even really good movies, I'll wait and I'll go and watch them on the HD free, you know, the free HD app. Get some before they're even in, you know, on TV. So, no, I don't go to the movies anymore. I barely watch them. I probably won't even watch that Will Smith story, you know, that movie. Probably won't even watch it.
Mike, so, if there was a Milwaukee Radio Awards and I was on stage presenting and you were up for, well, let's say earliest caller of the day award, would you, and I made a joke about your girlfriend, would you come up and slap me?
No, I'd punch you. And you'd be laid out on the ground.
Okay. And then someone would call the next day and say, that mad, it was fake.
I had to defend my girlfriend or my wife's honor that, you know, they make jokes all the time about people when the, you know, the host. Come on. And then Will Smith, out of all actors, is going to get up and slap Chris Rock. Come on. Fake. That boosted the ratings because people sure tuned in after that.
Yeah, but that's all for USA. Ratings. All the world cares about is ratings.
Well, it is. It's what it is. It's all about money. And that's all that was.
It's all about ratings. All right, Mike, speaking of ratings, have a good one, buddy.
Love you guys. Have a great day. Have a great day, Toby.
See you, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Mike. See, I told you, there's a lot happening. The USA, yes, maybe, has qualified for the World Cup. 99.9% they have, but I'm somebody who thought that 4 years ago, so we'll celebrate that more. There is a lot going on, and you know, the NFL draft's coming up and all that stuff. So before we get into that, I just want to touch on the Final Four again, and we'll talk about some of these other teams and these matchups and these games. We can do that all week. But I want to know about the Duke situation with Coach K. Now, this is his final run. Toby, are you rooting for Duke at this point? But you're a Duke fan, so I'm asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I mean, I am, but I see plenty of people not rooting for Duke. If you happen to be listening to the Fan Upstate in South Carolina on Friday at 3-7 Eastern, 2-6 Central, then you would have heard me talking about this. That was the most random thing, but I'm thankful for the opportunity. But we were talking about it, and the producer for that show, Diesel, was like, no, dude, I hate Coach K. I'm not cheering for Duke. I wish they'd be done already, and I wish he'd be done coaching. So I've heard both sides of the spectrum. I mean, I like Coach K. My mom's a big Duke fan. That's kind of where that fandom came from. And so we're cheering for Coach K. And I think a lot of people respect Coach K. I don't know how many people are cheering for him to win, though. I mean, I think some people, for whatever reason, and I'm sure they've got their reasons, just do not like Coach K and are rooting against him at this point. I think it's an interesting one because I understand people hating Duke. Because it's the same thing, you know, a really good team that constantly wins. You get tired of seeing them at the top, and here they are back in another Final Four. But I just wonder, why do you hate Coach K? And I don't know, maybe you hate Coach K. Call us and give us a reason why. I don't fully understand why you would hate Coach K and not at least want to see him maybe get one more championship before he heads out into retirement.
So, you did a show in South Carolina on Friday.
I did.
And you have a producer named Diesel?
Yeah. Yeah. Diesel.
And I have a producer named Toby?
Yeah. I was trying to think of a cool nickname, but I don't have any, so.
Okay. Be like Diesel. Well, is his real name Diesel?
No. No.
Oh. But he goes by Diesel.
Yeah. But I think he hosts, I think he produces sports radio, but he also hosts like on a rock station at night. So
Does he sound like Diesel?
He doesn't have the deepest voice, no.
Because like me, I can't say my name's Diesel, right? I'm like, oh, geez, the Packers, Rodgers, I'm Diesel. I can't be Diesel.
No, you couldn't pull that Diesel moniker off, no.
Man. All right. Well, this is completely real. I know Mike the Painter thinks everything's fake, but this is real. And we are here and we're talking basically everything on this Monday, weird, wacky Monday morning. I'm Bart. That's Toby. Still looking for our Diesel. 414-799-1250. You can hit us up on Twitter, 1250 AM The Fan. We're back in 3 minutes on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay.
AM The Fan from the Lakeland University Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Sounded like Chris Rock wanted to make a few more jokes after that, but then refrained.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Afterwards.
Probably a good idea. Or Will Smith might have actually been shown the door.
Yeah, probably a decent idea. I'm Bart Winkler again. That's Toby Altizer. That was from the Oscars last night where Will Smith got on stage, hit Chris Rock. It looked like a joke, and then no, it was very, very real. 414-799-1250. As we break down sports, this is pretty interesting to talk about too. John's in Franklin, our entertainment reporter. John, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, boys.
How about that?
Tell you what, I did not think I'd be, coming on the radio this morning discussing the events at the Oscars this morning. My call repertoire, but how can you not talk about that situation? And it looked pretty real to me.
I understand, like, initially thinking, oh, it might be fake, you know, and was this, you know, I understand all of that. That was real, dude. That was real.
Well, look, let's face it. You know, I learned this lesson a long time ago, and everybody learns it eventually. There's different rules for different people. Okay. And, you know, this is some found capital for the Oscars. You know, this country split politically about half and half, and they turn their backs on one side with these award programs and feel like they've got to, you know, change everybody's mind that has a different opinion than them. And they lost a good chunk of their viewers, because I used to enjoy these shows. And by the way, I enjoy Chris Rock and Will Smith, both of them. I think they're great. I think they're extremely talented individuals. I have no horse in this race, and I will, regardless of politics, I'll enjoy their programming, their comedy, and their acting. But, you know, this is found capital for them, and they're going to get a bump from this, no question, and maybe more than a bump. But the question is, you know, are they going to continue on this path? I mean, you look at what's going on in New York, okay, with Eric Adams. He's allowing the millionaires to come back to work, but the city workers that were fired aren't allowed to go back to work. I mean, how can anyone with logic explain this other than there's just different rules for different people? If I had 22 females making accusations against me, I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking on the radio with my one phone call.
Well, you certainly wouldn't have a $260 million guaranteed contract either.
Look, this is America, and you're innocent until proven guilty. But this isn't two, three, or four. I mean, it's 22. I mean, really? you know, I mean, come on. And then the NFL is going to go on and on about how they, you know, they support equality and women and all this stuff. And it's just talk. It's just talk. And I do hope these two guys work it out, because, like I said, I really enjoyed both of them. I think they're both a riot. And I actually think that thing was real yesterday. Boy, it was a stunner, and how can you not talk about it? The tournament pretty much, you know, the have and the have-nots kind of knew how that was going to go roughly, you know, kind of boring games, blowouts. That's too bad. At least we had some pretty good games on the round of 16, but, yeah, that was kind of snooze fest yesterday. The bigger teams took care of business for the most part, and hopefully the Final Four will provide some tight games and some drama.
All right, Johnny, thanks for the call, buddy. 414-799-1250. See you, John. I'm looking at just trying to see. I'm just Google image searching other pictures when Chris Rock and Will Smith have been together. Rock did an episode once of Fresh Prince. These guys know each other. I mean, these guys have interacted before. It's just crazy to see that happen. And then for Will Smith to then win the award that night. I would think we're past for the first 30 minutes, it's like, is this fake? Is this real? And then when you see the uncensored, because some of these countries overseas that aired the Oscars aired it uncensored. And so you could see the dialogue. I mean, I know these guys are actors, but you can't act reality. That's as real as it gets. And yet Will Smith stays there and wins the award. It's just a crazy thing that happened. Now, a lot of people are going to look at this because it was high drama. It was on an event where ratings have been decreasing and the buzz around it has been decreasing. I mean, for a while they had no host. You know, they have three hosts last night. For a while they have no host. Just trying to do anything they can to appeal to more people. They're not turning this into the Jerry Springer show, okay? It's not going to be, check out the Oscars. Who's going to get on stage and punch who? And this is the Academy Awards. If anything in this country takes itself more seriously than they should, it's the Academy Awards. And I know a lot of our institutions have delved into chaos, but the Academy Awards are not going to let fighting go on their watch on purpose. Tony's in Texas, 799-1250. Tony.
Hey, Bart, who would have thought the Oscars have more entertainment value than the NCAAs this weekend? And, Toby, are you going to slap Mike the Painter for that joke he made at you?
Yeah.
No,
well,
I'm
yeah,
not. No,
that?
I'm used to taking jokes. Now, if I had a girlfriend, which is a big assumption at this point, then maybe I would if you were making fun of my girl.
Hey, Bart, I could see like Rami hosting one of these shows and making a joke, and maybe Chuck Freeman comes up there and hits him if he made a comment about his girlfriend. Yeah, I could see this happening at the Fan, you know, if we had the band back together soon. But you know what, Mike? I think Mike the Painter was onto something. I think Venus had a wardrobe malfunction, i.e. Janet Jackson, yesterday for the ratings boost. Did you see that part?
No, was that when she was sitting in her chair?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that guy, but I just, you know, I heard about that. I'm like, oh my goodness. So what a crazy event last night for the Oscars. Well, I guess you didn't.
I agree.
It.
Yeah.
You got to go back and look at it. I don't know if
I didn't see Venus in a wardrobe.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm sure someone else will tell you about it. So the NCAAs, though, Coach K, that guy is going to pull a Jay Leno. I'm going to quote Spark Guy here. He put that out there on Twitter. Coach K, I think, could you see him winning it all and coming back?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't feel like if you announce that you're going to be done after the season and that people kind of recognize you all throughout the year and celebrate you, you can't just come back after that, you know.
Hey, Bart, yeah, but Bart, Jay Leno did.
Tell him about
did.
Jay Leno,
yeah,
Bart. Jay Leno Inform him about that. Jay Leno. Tell him about Jay Leno, Bart.
Jay Leno was the. I mean, he knows who Jay Leno is.
Yeah, but he doesn't know the situation.
Do you, Toby?
No, I did not watch Jay Leno. So
no, he doesn't know that Conan.
All right, so Jay Leno still has a lot in the tank, I guess. And then Conan's on his show, and he goes, in 5 years, because the Tonight Show from Johnny Carson to Leno was a disaster because Letterman thought he was going to get it and everything. And so Jay Leno has Conan on. He goes, you're going to be the host 5 years from now. We've made it official. We have a plan. And then Jay Leno gets the goodbye, and then Conan takes over the Tonight Show. And within 2 months, Jay Leno's crawling back and has the Tonight Show again. So he said he'd and that was 5 years out. So he said he'd retire, and then he came back. So that's basically what we now call calling a or pulling a Jay Leno. He's not – Coach K's not pulling a Jay Leno. Coach K's – see, Jay Leno is like 60. Coach K's like – what is he, 72?
I don't know. He seems like he's been reincarnated. He's just – yeah, like from the Wax Museum. But, yeah, kudos to Duke, Carolina, Villanova, Kansas. It's all chalk. But, Final Four should be pretty good, so that'll be exciting. And sad to see the St. Peter's Peacocks. One thing I think that's pretty cool about the NCAAs is – these schools that are under the radar, they get their moment of fame for like a week or two, and then, you know, maybe some kid wants to go to school there down the road. So I always think that's kind of cool. So, you know, goodbye, St. Peter Peacocks, you know. But that was a cool story, and that's all I got. Hope you guys have a great show. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, Toby and Tony. Yeah, thanks, Tony. 799-1250. Well, let me talk about St. Peter's for a moment, because now they bow out, and that game was over within 5 minutes.
Yeah, at the tip.
Yeah, North Carolina beats St. Peter's 69-49. I think that was, you know, the later game yesterday, so people were excited. The Kansas game got out of hand, and he thought, all right, well, maybe we'll have a good game. You know, the Elite Eight, in terms of the drama that this tournament had provided so far, the Elite Eight didn't quite match that. And I think when you sat down and watched this game, there was at least, you know, that underdog story, but as with an underdog, they were outmatched this game. And I think North Carolina saw how St. Peter's beat Purdue. And UNC was like, we're not going to let that happen to us. And when you're St. Peter's, you know, you know, the talent's eventually going to win out. North Carolina has more talent. And plus, ever since North Carolina did beat Coach K and Duke, really, on Coach K's last home game at Duke, they've kind of found themselves as a team and have been playing very well. For St. Peter's, this is a great run for them. I mean, obviously, that it gets them a ton more exposure. There's been some of these other schools, Florida Gulf Coast, or even, you know, even back to Butler. When a team like this makes a run, more people look at them. I mean, you know who they are now. So more people are going to look at St. Peter's for enrollment than maybe they would have before. They do get a financial payout, but that's split, I think, among the conference that they're in, the Mid-Atlantic Conference, or the Metro-Atlantic, the Metro-Atlantic Athletic Conference, the MAAC. You did see the one guy get a Buffalo Wild Wings endorsement. Okay, great. Their coach is already bolted for Seton Hall. And you see pictures of their gym. I just wonder, like, what the carryover is going to be. Because if you're a St. Peter's fan, like a true one, or in the area where you can go to these games, if you're a St. Peter's fan, you're pretty – this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. You just beat a bunch of these heavyweights and got to the Elite Eight. But then come, you know, next December, are you packing that gym to watch St. Peter's versus Ryder? To watch St. Peter's versus Monmouth? Siena. I mean, now it's like back to reality.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that sucks too is you have these long tournament runs, and you know, we're going to remember St. Peter's for a long time. You know, you still remember the Florida Gulf Coast team that went that far. You remember Oral Roberts last season and got to the Sweet 16. But you think about Florida Gulf Coast and Andy Enfield, you're like, man, it's awesome. They got a coach like this, and then he darts for USC. And, you know, Shaheen Holloway, and rightfully so. I mean, these guys are going to get bigger jobs. They're going to get paid more money, and it's good for their career to move on to a bigger college. It just stinks that you have one of these big schools, and it's so exciting for them. And that's why it's so special, because inevitably, they're probably never going to get back to this point again in our lifetimes, maybe ever, as an institution. They're probably never going to get back to this point because it's a perfect storm where you have a good coach, you have the guys, and you're able to get the job done. And chances are, once you do something like this, the coach is going to be gone. Usually the reason you're able to do it is your players are a little more experienced than maybe a team like a Kentucky that you beat in the first round and some of these other colleges. But now, I mean, it's a really cool story, but I don't think we'll ever hear from St. Peter's again.
Yeah, I mean, those guys will live off this forever. I mean, great for them. With every win, their legend grows, and you know, they're going to be heroes around that part of the country for a long time. I mean, we still celebrate the 82 Brewers, so they didn't win anything. So these guys, it's right up that alley. But in terms of the carryover for next year, it's great. And then what do they get out of it? You know, how can they carry this momentum? Because sure, the enrollment for Florida Gulf Coast went up, and like George Mason years ago too. But then, I mean, who's rushing to buy tickets to Florida Gulf Coast?
Yeah, and that's another one. Jim Larrañaga leaves, and now he's in Miami, and, you know, they almost made a deep run. And, you know, it's a good thing for these coaches because they're able to kind of get seen. You know, no one's hiring Shaheen Holloway until they see what he's done now in this tournament. Now, you know, I'm sure he's a hot name out there. And, you know, Jim Larrañaga, same sort of thing. George Mason run, Andy Enfield, Florida Gulf Coast. It just stinks because you see how well coached these teams are, and that's a lot of the reason they're able to get to this point is the experience and coaching, and it's just a perfect storm. But then you lose that coach, and it's just like, man, I don't know if we'll ever see this school again.
Oh, well, like Holloway, he's bolting to Seton Hall. So he's going to the Big East.
Well, and rightfully so. I mean, that.
But it's like, but then St. Peter's is like, well, why don't we get to go to the Big East? You know, why's coach get to improve? Well, we got to play Niagara next year. I want to play Creighton. I want to play Villanova.
Well, they could beat Georgetown, that's for sure.
Is Georgetown. Didn't they extend Ewing again?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool at first that Patrick Ewing was going back to coach there, and now it's not cool anymore cuz they suck.
more DMV struggles.
Well, I'm ashamed that you mentioned that George Mason run, and I'm not the one to mention George Mason. They're a DMV school, too.
I have no idea. I have no idea where they are. I still don't. Yeah. George Mason, to me,
that's
is
like
a character
5 minutes,
in 24.
It's like 5-10 minutes from where my mom grew up, about 40 minutes from where I grew up.
Oh, geez. The George Mason Peacocks?
Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think of George Mason as the character that hid on a plane when Jack Bauer was going to go down with a nuclear bomb
in season 24.
Yeah, George Mason was the former director of CTU that was kind of a bad guy and had a nice redemption arc when he went down with the plane that had a nuke on it over the desert in New Mexico. That was a good arc for him. Let me get back to Coach K here for a second because I think this is kind of fascinating. A lot of people hate Duke, right? A lot of people, when they talk about the teams that they hate, the Yankees, the Cardinals, the Lakers, all that stuff, Duke is a team that's hated. I think the Duke heyday of hate, I don't know, it's kind of like evaporated. When you have guys that were there for 3-4 years, you really get to hate them. Sure, we hate them because they beat us in 2015 and Grayson Allen, who now we defend. But, you know, that team we didn't like. But in terms of like a national level, I think Duke is still looked at as, Duke. I don't think they're as hated as they were, you know, 20 years ago. But they're still a team that people like to see lose. Now in this situation with Coach K, who over the last 20 years, I think has become more likable with, you know, his stuff with the USA and, you know, getting to know more about him. And now it's, I don't know. I don't know where the national consensus is on if people are rooting for Coach K or not. I don't know what I'm personally rooting for. I guess I have a buddy that likes Duke, but I have a buddy that likes UNC. The buddy that likes UNC likes UNC a lot more than the guy that likes Duke. So maybe I'll break the tiebreaker that way. But this is the first time they're ever going to meet in the NCAA tournament, which is kind of hard to believe, also kind of not. I mean, the committee, when you look at Duke UNC, what they do in this tournament is they do try to keep teams separate. I mean, there's been years where Marquette could have won a game and Wisconsin could have won a game with what they were seeded and played each other, but they're not going to do that until it has to be. I think there was one year they could have met in the Elite Eight, but I mean, then it didn't happen. Usually UNC and Duke are seeded pretty highly and they're in different brackets, different quadrants, but then on the different side of the bracket. So they might not even meet in the Final Four. They would meet in the national championship game. They got so close to meeting in 91. Both teams made the Final Four as one seeds, opposite sides of the bracket. Duke beat UNLV. UNC loses to Kansas. So then Duke beats Kansas for Coach K's first national championship. So this does, like, when I say that, then it's like, oh, geez, you want to talk about if something's real or fake or not. And this is real. But it's like, wow, Coach K could beat UNC, who just spoiled his night. And then they could beat Kansas, who they also beat for his first national championship. Now you could beat Kansas to win and go off and retire. It's like, from a storyline standpoint, Toby, it's hard to, I don't know how you bet against Duke at this point, just based on the storyline.
The storyline, they're playing really well. They've got some of the best players in the nation. And I mean, it is just crazy that a couple weeks ago, we're like, man, is Duke really going to let Coach K down in his final year? I mean, they lose to North Carolina at the end of the season, their last game at Cameron Indoor with Coach K at the helm. And you're like, gosh, dude, is Duke really that bad? Like, what's going on? And now they look like a well-oiled machine. And I mean, it is really cool. It's crazy how some of this stuff lines up like it does in sports, and it seems to do this every now and then, you know, whether it's Brady going back to New England, or now you've got in the last year of Coach K, you get Duke, North Carolina in the Final Four. I mean, the only way it could be better is if they met in the national championship. But I think it's really cool that we finally get to see this. You know, can they exercise those demons that they lost at Cameron Indoor in their last game against North Carolina? I mean, also the other thing that gets lost in this is Roy Williams just all of a sudden retires last year for Carolina. And I don't know that they had, you know, with Duke, they have a contingency plan in place already with John Shire, and they've got that already figured out. Roy Williams, I think, maybe wasn't in that same conversation with a guy like Coach K, but I think he deserved to be. I think he did a really good job there, but I think you put him in that conversation with guys like maybe Bill Self at Kansas and whatnot, and he just retired. Just all of a sudden, there was no retirement tour, there was no goodbye tour, nothing, and Hubert Davis takes over the job, and he's got them in a Final Four in his first year as an eighth seed, and they're playing some of their best basketball at this point, too. So, I mean, it's impressive on both sides for Coach K to be going out and to have his team ready to go, and this team is really good, and I don't see a reason that they can't get past North Carolina and end up winning the national championship. But then on the other side, it's impressive what Hubert Davis has done in his first year coaching for Carolina, taking over for a guy like Roy Williams, and Carolina hasn't necessarily been the best the last couple of years, but Hubert Davis has them back in a Final Four.
Well, yeah, and then on the other side, Kansas plays Villanova, and Villanova, they just lost one of their young guys to an injury. But that, you look at that matchup, and that should be a good matchup too. Kansas is favored, and I would think they win. I would predict them to win. But then you have Duke, Kansas, possibly. If Kansas wins, excuse me. Oh my goodness, talk through it. If Kansas wins, then you're going to think like, well, I mean, it's almost perfect because of the first national championship that Coach K won in 91. Now you're going to play up against him. It's kind of weird that like Coach K is the story here. I get he should be. He's been coaching forever, and he's the guy at the top here with Duke. But that's what happens with college, is these players come and go, right? These players, and they are, you know, some of the guys with Coach K are there for a year, if that, basically 6 months, and then they move on to the pros, maybe 2 years, but then they move on to the pros or they try to play professionally. Coach K has been a constant at this program for most of, you know, my life, and certainly all of yours, So it's like you don't know Duke without Coach K. So that's why it is such a big deal. There's a lot more attention on him than some of the players, but ultimately the players are going to play these games. It is fascinating, too, that it's against the UNC team that did beat UNC on what was Coach K's night. We sort of have said goodbye to Mike Krzyzewski. We sort of said goodbye to him when he hosted his last game at Duke and people were waiting for 5 weeks for the, you know, the best seats for the Cameron Crazies and the crazy amount of money that some of those tickets went for. And then North Carolina comes in and spoils them. North Carolina, which had had a disappointing season up to that point. Then all of a sudden they turn around, they use momentum from that. They're playing as well as they've played all season. And now you've got them on a matchup in the Final Four. Again, these games are on TBS. The Final Four, the NCAA tournament has been drawing a good number. A lot of people are watching this thing. I think ratings are as good as they've been because we love talking about ratings here for some reason. Ratings have been as good as they've been in at least 5-6 years. Things always go down ratings-wise. Ratings are always going down. There's so much more to watch. There's so much more content. So ratings continue to go down because that's just how it is. MASH, I think the season finale of MASH, the series finale, got like a 49 rating. There's going to be the series finale of This Is Us coming up, which is going to get like a 1 rating, okay? So compare the shows what you want. It's just that you had this phenomenon back then when there were 3 channels. You had the show that a lot of people liked, and now there's 9,000 channels. And so ratings are always going to go down. Sports have been the thing, and live events have been the thing that have still been able to maintain a draw, and you're seeing sports actually come back up more. Everything's going down. Sports have been going down the least, but now sports are actually going up again. And so we already have a basketball tournament that's drawing a tremendous audience. This game on Saturday night is expected to just draw a massive one. I mean, you're getting Duke UNC, the rivalry that, you know, sometimes you're like, ah, geez, it's getting shoved down our throats, whatever. But this is when you want it. It is the Final Four with everything that's happened just this year. It is the Final Four, and it's Duke UNC, and it's going to feel like the national championship game. I mean, this is going to be the game. More people are going to watch this game than they do Monday night, even if Coach K wins and he's going for his last championship. How do you not, if you're going to pick one, how do you not go with Duke UNC? My main problem, Toby, is that night one of WrestleMania is also this Saturday.
Yeah, I don't have that same predicament. I'm going to be watching the Final Four without a question, and I have nothing else pulling me away from it. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to watch WrestleMania, I don't blame you. That is funny, though, because it is Carolina, it is Duke, and I just don't care about the other game at all. Yesterday, you know, the first game's on, Kansas and Miami, and, like, you know, it's intriguing because it's Kansas and maybe Miami can go on and win. I didn't care about that game a whole lot. And, you know, second half proved to be Kansas just rolling away with it. And so I think that kind of hurt that as well. But then I'm, like, looking forward to St. Peter's, and then right from the jump you could tell that that was just not going to be much of anything. So it was almost like, well, perfect, I can get a Sunday nap in. Because I didn't feel bad missing either of those games at that point. But Duke Carolina is just such a big draw that it's like you don't even care about the other matchup. And I wonder if you're Kentucky and you're sitting here and you're the team that lost to St. Peter's, and, you know, you might have actually had an easier ride to the Final Four than you would have even thought. You're sitting here looking like, gosh, all the blue bloods are there and we're just sitting at home after we got upset by St. Peter's.
Yeah, how does this tournament end up now with these 4 blue bloods in the Final Four, yet my bracket was done on day one?
Well, I think it's funny that people are like, it's so chalk. Well, it really wasn't. You know, Carolina's an 8 seed. Sure, we know all these programs, but this isn't the Carolina of Tyler Hansbrough. You know, this isn't a Carolina where you could have penciled them into the Final Four. This Duke team was struggling down the stretch. You know, they're a 2 seed, but they were struggling down the stretch. I'm sure some people had them losing to a team like Michigan State in the second round. You know, Kansas, a 1 seed, okay. Villanova, another team that, you know, I don't know a whole lot about Villanova this season. Were they good? I didn't watch a whole lot of Villanova, and yet here they are again as a two seed. Yeah, it's all blue bloods, but for people to come out and say, well, it's just chalk, you should have known this, this isn't that, you know, this isn't going to be a boring Final Four. I don't know how it's going to be a boring Final Four. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see Carolina and Duke. I'm excited to see, you know, I'm not as excited to see Kansas and Villanova, but I'm still going to watch that game and enjoy it. But I think it's going to be a good Final Four. I've seen plenty of takes on Twitter saying that they're not excited about it after a great tournament. I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Well, there's usually one round that's kind of a snoozer, and it happened to be the Elite Eight this year.
Well,
we had
I'm
a good
fine
first round. We had a good second round. Yeah, I mean, usually one round doesn't live up, because every year there's a round that makes us think it's the best tournament ever, and then every year there's a round that we're like, oh, this is kind of boring. It happens all the time. So the Elite Eight this year was the one that was maybe a little underwhelming, but we're going to get paid off for that with a really interesting Final Four. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Again, all the coverage that you want with the tournament, we have available for you on the Odyssey app. You've got live play-by-play for the games. You've got daily team podcasts. You've got betting tips. You've got more. Check out odyssey.com/tourney or visit the Odyssey app today. We'll take a time out. We'll come back, tell you all about Wendy's hot for whatever's breakfast time, hour. We're excited for that. And we're going to talk some Brewers. Some Brewers baseball. I put up a question last night, and I think there's optimism to a point with this Brewers team. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Bart. That's Toby here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.